This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Coming up, an engaging conversation featuring prominent Native artists inspires audience members to reflect on their own artistry. Here's reporter Leah Lem with the story.
The conversation called Get Real, a Native Feminist Artists Dialogue, included several well-known Native artists and drew so much interest, the location had to be moved from a gallery space to an auditorium at Augsburg University in order to seat everyone who wanted to attend. Choreographer Rosie Seamus put the dialogue together. It sprung from her latest dance project, Weave, a performance featured in the Ordway's Music and Movement series. The conversation reflected Weave's Native Feminist Foundation.
Weave is a dance project that is a piece that is many stories woven together of individual people through a Native feminist lens. So the discussion that we had was really centering the voices of Native feminist artists.
The artists speaking on stage included Rosie Seamus, Sharon M. Day, Marcy Rendon, Elizabeth Day, Hyde E. Erdrick, and Rihanna Yazzie.
Those particular artists are really the people who have been involved in Native performing arts in the Twin Cities for the last, 20, 30 years. It just so happens that they're all women and all have very deep and strong cultural and community backgrounds.
The talk was one of several community engagement events aimed at complementing the Weave dance performance, which happens January 12th.
I hope that people will come to the show, but mostly I hope that they will begin to spend more time with Native women work.
During the talk, many different subjects were brought up, from grant applications to the significance of dreams. I talked with several audience members who all found relatable and inspiring moments during the conversation, so I'll let the audience members pick a few highlights. Jada Brown is a singer, pianist, and spoken word poet. During the discussion, the panel was asked about how they defined excellence in their own art.
Marcy was talking about emotional exchange as a way of thinking about, pushing back against this idea of, excellent, and it's, this idea of emotional exchange that is really important and valued.
Here's Marcy Rendon during the conversation.
I remember one of the first times that I read my poetry on stage. It was at the O'Shaughnessy, and there was a row of Native women sitting in the front row, and I was unsure of my poetic ability, and so I was, I was just looking down here reading my things, and I peeked up. And the three of the women were crying. And it was that kind of feedback that said that this thing that I was doing was worth continuing to do.
I also spoke with event attendee Becky Wolf.
The dialogue was very inspiring, just to see so many awesome, creative women on stage. I really have Hyde's piece at the end about the imagery of women coming together in movements.
Hyde Erdrick had commented on the Women's March, Idle No More, and the ongoing Women's Wall for Gender Equality in India, how art and resistance are connected.
One of the things that strikes me is that the power of imagery in, the power to create something like an iconic image of women's resistance, and how that can be done, that can be artist-led.
And audience member and stage actor Oogie wants to branch out in various forms of artistic mediums.
Just seeing them up there is really inspiring and actually sparked ideas for me that I can continue doing. I want to transition into film acting, but I also, I want to do multimedia productions, just using video content and imagery and just finding different ways to tell stories.
During introductions, the artists on the panel each listed off many types of artistry they work in. Rosie added,
I have actually yet to meet a Native artist that works in one genre, so I'll just say that.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.